Module 9. Afternoon Nap. First listen and then answer the question below. How long should we take a nap after lunch? And why shouldn't we sleep longer? Do you often feel a little tired after lunch? Well, that's not bad. My experience will tell you how to overcome this problem. In fact, I usually felt very tired after lunch a year ago. One day, my workmate Edward noticed something was wrong with me, so he asked me, "Oh, my God, you look so tired, what's the matter with you?" I told him that fatigue was always around me in the afternoon. Edward asked me again, "What did you do after lunch?" I'm confused. "Well, just drank coffee and continued to work." And then, he gave me some advice that I would live with for the rest of my life. Let me share it with you. It's normal to feel tired after lunch, your body just needs a break. Although coffee can make you awake, it is not a good way to perk up. Drinking too much coffee will hurt ourselves. So we shouldn't drink it very often. Why don't you take a nap? If we take a nap after lunch every day, we will remember things better, and learn things more easily. Meanwhile, taking a nap can also make us happy. However, there are also some easy rules that we should follow. A 20-minute nap is the best. If we sleep longer, we will fall into a deeper sleep. Also, we should get an alarm clock so that we can feel relaxed during the nap. We don't have to keep looking at the clock. I didn't feel better until I took a nap. I tried to sleep for 20 minutes after lunch every day, and to my surprise, I was much more productive in the afternoon than before. My story can show the importance of napping very clearly. Next time you feel tired after lunch, don't worry. Put your head down and close your eyes. Have a short sleep during the daytime.